Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Olivia is always excited about recording a new episode of Curious Kid Podcast, but she is super duper excited today because she absolutely loves our topic this week and she knows so much about it.
Double mailbag!
Double mailbag! Hello! We just found your podcast a few weeks ago and have been listening just about every night since then. My daughter loves your podcast, and she wants to know how slime was invented. Thank you, Mommy Darlene and daughter Maria. Hi, Olivia and Jacob. My name is Jazz. I am 8 years old, and I live in Manila, Philippines, and I am curious about how slime forms, how glue is made, and all about slime. I have only been listening to the podcast for a little bit of time, but I simply love it. I listen to it on road trips and when I practice typing. I hope that you guys have fun talking about this topic. Thank you!
Wowie! Those were amazing emails. We are getting curious about slime this week from Maria and Jazz. And it's going to be so much fun.
It sure is. I love all things science, and there is a lot of fun science involved in making slime. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what can you add to slime to make it completely dissolve? Hint, there is a great chance you have some of it in your house.
I know we have some of it in our pantry. I don't want to give too many clues. While you're thinking about the answer, let's learn all about slime.
Slime is an ooey-gooey mixture of different ingredients. There are so many different types of slime, and slime is so much fun to play with.
There are so many different varieties of slime. There is glitter slime that's just regular slime with glitter mixed in. There's fluffy slime that's really squishy and feels kind of like a soft marshmallow. There's glow-in-the-dark slime. There's popping slime that can be made by adding beads or styrofoam pellets to the slime so that it pops when it's squeezed, and so many more varieties. A lot of what makes slime so different is that it feels different than other things we touch. Would you consider slime a solid or a liquid?
That's a hard question. It acts like a solid sometimes, like when it bounces. It also acts like a liquid sometimes because it takes the shape of whatever container you put it in.
You're absolutely right. Slime is actually classified as a non-Newtonian fluid because it's not really a solid or a liquid. Most things can only change from liquid to solid by changing the temperature. Take water, for example. You won't be able to turn water into ice without making it very, very cold. That's the same way almost everything works, but not slime. It doesn't follow Isaac Newton's law of viscosity, so it is considered a non-Newtonian fluid.
What is viscosity? That's a funny word.
Viscosity is how fast something flows. If something flows fast, like water, for example, it has a low viscosity. If something flows slow, like honey or maple syrup, for example, it has a high viscosity. What makes slime so fun and unique is that you can change the viscosity of slime by adding force.
When you stir or squeeze slime, it becomes more viscous because it starts to harden.
So basically, you can change the viscosity of slime without changing the temperature at all. There's something you and I both love eating that is also considered a non-Newtonian fluid. You actually ate some last night with your fish sticks.
Ketchup is also a non-Newtonian fluid.
You bet it is. If you shake up a bottle of ketchup, which I always do before I pour some out, the ketchup flows better. That means that the viscosity drops when you shake ketchup.
I noticed something weird, Daddy. If you stir or squeeze slime, it gets harder. But if you stir or squeeze ketchup, it gets softer. What gives?
That's a great observation. So we already know that slime and ketchup are both non-Newtonian fluids. So why do they act differently to being stirred or squeezed? It's because non-Newtonian fluids can be separated into two different categories. They are shear thinning fluids and shear thickening fluids. The word shear is a fancy word for adding pressure to something. So, all this means is that some non-Newtonian fluids get thinner when pressure is applied, like ketchup, while others get thicker when pressure is applied, like slime.
Ketchup and honey are both shear thinning fluids.
And slime and quicksand are both shear thickening fluids. You may have heard that moving around a lot if stuck in quicksand is a bad idea. That's because the quicksand will stiffen up if you stir it around by moving a lot.
When it comes to making slime, one of the major ingredients is glue.
Glue is made up of long chains of molecules called polymers. The best glue to use in making slime is called polyvinyl acetate glue. It is often abbreviated to PVA glue. The polymers in PVA glue flow very easily, making it perfect for slime. Because the polymers and glue slide by each other easily, that makes it hard to pick up glue. Glue is pretty slimy, but it doesn't really act like slime. In order to make slime, we are going to need to add another ingredient that will make it harder for the polymers in the glue to move so easily.
That's why we need a slime activator, like borax. When the activator is added, the polymer chains link together, making the mixture thicker.
It doesn't become so thick that the mixture turns into a solid, though. That's because the links that form in between the polymer chains are weak links. They are strong enough to make sure the slime doesn't fall apart, but they are weak enough to allow you to mold the slime.
Why does slime always feel cold to the touch?
Great question, and the answer involves even more science. When the glue and activator come together, a chemical reaction takes place. Of course, you will notice the reaction that the glue will start to thicken right in front of your eyes. But there is another reaction taking place that you won't be able to see. It's called an endothermic reaction. That just means that the reaction absorbs heat energy. That's why slime often feels cold.
That's pretty neat. If you want to make slime even more fun and interesting, try adding some different things in the glue and activator mixture. I've added fun things like glitter, foam balls, fishbowl beads, unicorn skin, which is not real skin, and sequins to my slime.
You love making slime so much. You have a huge collection of different slimes you've made.
We are going to put pictures of my slime collection up on social media this week, so check them out.
Hang on just a moment, because we have a few questions to answer before we go.
Maria wanted to know more about how slime was invented.
Slime-like substances have been around for a while, but they didn't become a popular children's toy until the toy company Mattel started selling oozy, squishy slime that was sold in tiny plastic trash cans. They started selling slime 45 years ago in 1976. The slime sold by Mattel was quite different than the slime being sold today. The main ingredient in the Mattel slime was something called guar gum. The fascination with slime, as a toy, started way back in 1976 and has grown and grown since then. Okay, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. What can you add to slime to make it completely dissolve?
If you want slime to dissolve, just add vinegar. That will do the trick.
I'm guessing it will also make your slime pretty smelly at the same time. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 155, on slime.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Maria and Jazz, for this squishy episode topic suggestion. Before we go, we have a few people to thank.
We want to thank Christian, Ellie, and Nathan W.
A big thank you to our newest Patreon supporters. For their support, they get so many great extras, including access to our monthly current events episodes. To find out more about supporting the podcast, click on the Patreon link in the show notes. Next week is our season 6 finale. We are going to answer the questions you sent in for us in the season finale. Thank you to all the listeners that took the time to ask us a question. See you next week for the season finale. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.